Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Marvin Gaye bringing us back. That's actually, in case you didn't know this, that's actually a cover, a remake of Gladys Knight and the Pips. They did that first, by the way. But I think Marvin did it best. Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Kelly Owyler. I don't know why I said that. Kelly Owyler, K-E-L-L-E, Owyler. Paradoxical Thinking is the book she and Jerry Fletcher wrote a number of years ago. We've been talking about this for a long time. She's been helping us understand our paradoxes and how to think paradoxically, how to embrace our paradoxes. And Kelly, thank you so much for all that over the years. And 13th anniversary, we're celebrating right now with her. And Kelly, give us your website. Tell us how we can find you.
It is www.strategyplanningpartners.com.
Strategyplanningpartners.com. All right. What will we find when we get there?
You'll find some tools, things to help you think about things, some information about paradox. We're just about to go into a Plone site, so it's going up and down right now.
Yeah.
And it isn't actually a Plone site, but the equivalent, so that I can manage it myself.
Mm-hmm. So let's get back into this paradox of design and the idea that success and failure go hand in hand. That really is a paradox, isn't it? Success and failure being harness mates, being companions.
Yes.
Constant companions.
Well, one of the things that is true is that when a new idea or the desire for something that works better surfaces, whether it's within a company or a person, usually it's the result of something that isn't working as well as they think it should,
mm-hmm.
as what they can imagine is possible. And, you know, some real simple examples of that would be the claw hammer, and I'm not talking about the banjo. I'm talking about a hammer which has the capacity to both drive a nail in and pull a nail out, which is paradoxical. Now, originally, those tools were two separate tools. And somebody was frustrated and won by having to carry two things around and had a desire for something that worked better,
mm-hmm.
and put the two together.
Mm-hmm.
We can go through history, through our entire culture, through any culture, and find things where that was the case. You know, during the wars, way back for thousands of years, there is what they call the code talker paradox.
Right.
And that is that you can take language so that you can better communicate and simultaneously use it so that other people can't understand the communication.
Mm-hmm.
And that was because they were having a failure with the enemy finding out what they were doing. So they had to find ways of talking in code. And they could imagine that there was a better system that would work for them.
Mm-hmm.
So out of a failure comes this possibility for incredible creativity and success. It's invention. It's where invention comes
from. Well, you know,
from.
Kelly, the times when I've been the most creative have been the times when I've been up against it the most.
Yes.
No
there
question,
you go. That's exactly
no, no question about it. And I'll tell you something, folks. Earlier in the previous hour, Kelly, I was talking about being a business owner, you know, even on payroll Friday when things are tough, you don't know if you're going to get it done, whatever challenge you may have in your small business. The operative term that I just used was in your small business. And you have to realize some days a dime is some days a stone. And what I've come up with over the years, having experienced everything a small business owner could possibly experience and still be alive, and that is that that I have to say, okay, what I'm about to face here, what's coming up here, this is going to be tough, but what can I learn from that?
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's the paradox there, is on the one hand, I'm really dreading this. I wish it weren't going to happen. On the other hand, I've been down this road enough to know that once I go through it, I'm going to learn something that might be really helpful.
Yes. And I know in my own business, Jim, and it might be true for you too, every time that something isn't working well for me, like my QuickBooks, you know, even things down to that, where I'm getting frustrated, it isn't doing what I want it to do, it ends up causing me to find something that's going to work better, which makes my business work mm-hmm. better. So instead of fighting it, you know, what you know, I was fortunate enough to do is to learn to say, okay, I have the possibility of something great happening if I can pay attention to why I'm frustrated and what this failure is causing and figure out what I want. Then once, you know, Peter Block, who's a very well-known organizational consultant, he wrote a book, and the title is The Answer to How is Yes. You have to start there.
Hmm.
And when you think about it, often when something isn't, you know, when people bring up a new idea, our first reaction is to say no, or you
right.
can't, or
mm-hmm.
it'll cause these problems. And what Peter Block says is, when a new idea comes up, instead of resisting it, if we say, yes, it can be done, let's see if we can figure out how mm-hmm. it can be done.
And even if you can't,
a lot of new
even if you can't
up.
Make yourself say yes, because it's that sounds like a commitment, how about this? Just say, tell me more.
Yes. Tell me more.
Kelly, thank
let's
you.
Let's explore with no commitment.
Thank you for 13 years of great contribution to what we do. Let's do 13 more.
Oh, I'd love to.
Kelly Owyler, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. I will be too after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.